Big brother, watch over us.
You save us. You help us.
We are protectors.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a reality show podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about Big Brother, as always. It's that time of year.
We love Big Brother.
And
who are you?
I'm Allison.
Who am I?
You're Brian.
And who else is on the line?
All the way right out of sequester, from Chicago, Illinois, Big Brother Mike!
Allison, Brian, it's wonderful to be out of the cage again.
I'm glad we let you out.
You better make it worth it. You only have 98 days outside of that cage.
I'll make the best of them.
Most importantly, though, Brian and I, what are we drinking today?
We are drinking a beer from the 21st Amendment Brewery, and it is called Hell or High Watermelon.
It sounds revolting.
It's a watermelon wheat beer.
Yeah, let's see how this tastes.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers to another season of Big Brother.
Can't be good. The beer, I mean. Well, maybe Big Brother, too.
It's actually really good.
That's really tasty. It's no horchata beer, but that's really tasty.
It's actually quite tasty.
Missing out, Big Brother Mike.
Throwing up a little bit in my mouth.
When did you become no fun? Used to be the highlight of this show. So fun. Now you're making fun of our watermelon beers. What happened to you, man?
That's sad. just sitting here drinking a black coffee like a man.
Ooh, someone has thrown down the gauntlet.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the two-night premiere.
Not dealing with those two boys at all. Time to move the show along.
Boys, am I right? That's been my catchphrase for the past, 2 weeks. Women, am I right?
Ladies, huh? Yeah.
Number one fan, Patrick, knows what I'm talking about.
Just saying.
So we're going to be talking about the two-night premiere. 2 hours of Big Brother. Yeah. We're going to talk about all the contestants. We're going to talk about the first HOH competitions. And we're going to talk about the twisty twists that we know about.
Yep. It's a twist.
So let's talk about the contestants first. What are your general impressions? First knee-jerk reaction of this season's contestants. Good, bad, go Brian.
Bah, I hate them all.
So your knee-jerk reaction is bad?
No, I hate half, I like half. Like normal. I mean, we can get into specifics.
Not yet. I just want knee-jerk reaction. My knee-jerk reaction was bad.
All?
Pretty much. Big Brother Mike, what was your knee-jerk reaction to the cast? Good, bad, ugly?
Half good, half bad.
There you go. Yep. There's maybe two I like, and we'll get into those. So let's.
Because there's some I hate already.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
So let's talk about the first night's contestants, because it was separated out into two nights.
Yep.
First night, they let 8 people in.
Mm-hmm.
We had Meg, the waitress from New York, who is so annoying.
Oh, good lord. Can we just eliminate her first?
Oh my god, she's so annoying.
I don't want to see her anymore.
Oh my god.
No, Meg is a fan. Meg is a fan, but I still think Meg is a recruit, too.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't notice it, and you guys don't watch a lot of Survivor, but in her little intro piece,
mm-hmm.
the girl that was with her was somebody that was on Survivor.
Oh, Nepotism.
Cronyism.
They're not related.
Cronyism.
And Meg is boy crazy. That's all her sequester interviews. I'm boy crazy.
I'm so much fun. I'm the fun girl. You're the girl nobody likes. Who else is there? There's Jace.
Jace, who seems okay.
He says he's a personal trainer. I'll just leave it at that. Says he's a personal trainer. He's from Venice Beach. He's a skateboarder. At first, I wanted to like him, but then he opened his mouth more. And I didn't like him.
Yeah, no. Totally don't like Jace at all. Hopefully Jace's pre-jury.
Yes.
Meg's number one. Hope Jace goes next
number
three
two.
Or four.
Then there's James, the Asian cowboy. He was adopted. I don't mind him.
I want to know more about James. I mean, a lot of times he seems like he might be Asian Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a little bit more going on, something different.
I, I think so too. I think he's somebody to watch. I mean, I don't think he's your winner.
No.
But he's no beast mode cowboy. He's not that over the top kind of, southern character like we've had in the past.
Right. Exactly.
I think he'll be more, unassuming, but I think he might be interesting.
Yeah.
And then, there's
Audrey.
I wanted to say Adrina for some reason.
Oh no, Audrey.
Completely different thing.
Audrey from Georgia.
From Georgia. And she is the first
transgender
Big Brother contestant.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. I would never have guessed. If she just walked past me on the street.
That's a lady.
So, good on her. I like her. She is in my life.
She seems interesting. She seems smart. And she's ready to play the game. And I like that.
Is she going to be the ultimate player? Is she going to play like a guy but look like a girl?
I don't know. The thing about Audrey is she's doing that thing where, I don't want to get too far into the episode, but she's trying to start a day one alliance. Never a good idea.
True.
Never a good idea. It's only worked for Dan in Memphis. That's it. Nobody else has ever had day one alliances that make it. Usually, you get the mark of death put on you.
Yeah.
So, that's why I'm a little worried. She's trying to play too hard too fast already. Audrey. So, we'll see how it pans out, but I think she's a little...
And what I said was dumb. So, don't tweet me.
What, that she looks like a girl, plays like a guy?
Yeah.
I think that's a good strategy.
It could be a good strategy, it is potentially insensitive of me? I don't know.
Potentially offensive?
I don't know.
Yes, it's potentially offensive because she's transgendered.
When you're transgender, like, you just are. There's no line anymore. Like,
no.
She identifies as a woman. I shouldn't say.
She is a woman.
She is a woman. Yeah. I shouldn't say one or the other. I'm terrible. Yeah. Don't fucking tweet me. Yes.
It would not have been at all sort of an insensitive comment if you would have said that about Shelley. Right?
True.
Looks like a girl.
Yeah, that's
like going
true.
To play like a guy, right?
I almost and was going to make the comment now, if you would have told me she was a transgender, I would have believed you.
And actually, I think Audrey's plan was to come in and be like a girl, you know, be like a girl, but play strong.
Don't
like
let the emotions get in there. Play smart.
She's ready to play hard.
Because I'll be the first one to say, girls are kind of terrible at this game. Like, emotions get in the way. We don't play with our heads. You know,
you want to take them down whether or not they're the best person to take down.
Absolutely.
Ladies. I don't mean to be.
The thing is, I think Audrey might have been cast this season even if she weren't transgendered.
She's beautiful.
Probably. Because she seems like
she wants to play the game. From what I've seen, she's watched the game. She understands the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
She's fun to watch. So she's got that TV.
I would have liked it if they would have cast somebody opposite her then. Not going too far into the first episode when she made her announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that was in that group of eight was fine. No big surprises. No hidden agendas. No
pitchforks.
No reservations, right? Everybody started like, well, good for you, girl, you know? Mm-hmm. I would almost want to see somebody out there that would be brought in that second day that maybe...
Is a bigot?
Well, not a bigot. I don't want to say bring back somebody from season 15, right? I'm just saying somebody that's more naive maybe about it and doesn't quite understand gender identity versus...
So me.
You know what I mean?
Into the cast out.
Everyone I know that isn't me or Brian are just non-sexual entities.
But she's fine, but other than that announcement in the first and second episode, this is a total non-issue now, mm-hmm. and it's not going to make any better TV that she's transgendered or not. And Big Brother didn't need to make something that was like, oh, look at us, we're cool. We're the first show to have the transgender person on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it was a much bigger thing
on the internet.
On the internet, and right as soon as the cast was announced, and Julie Chen made the announcement on the talk. As far as gameplay in the house, don't think it's going to make a hill of beans.
I don't think so either. But I love her. I think she's smart.
Yeah,
I think she's
going to play a really good game, actually.
And then who else was in there on that first day?
We also had
Corey,
Shelley.
Shelley. She's just a nothing.
I gotta say, Shelley is just going no place.
No place.
I'm already calling it ultimate floater for the season.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Cheryl Hines, right?
Yeah.
Look just like her.
Yeah.
A pretty lady, pretty woman.
Yeah.
You can't say Shelley without the next shot being of Clay, so they worked all that out ahead of time, She's going no place. She's, although depending upon if she hooks up with anybody.
Is Shelley the one that's like the, interior decorator?
Yes, the 33-year-old interior decorator.
I was thinking of that blonde woman. Who's the old, like the slight, because this cast is so freaking young.
No, that's Shelley. She's a little older.
Not the one with the long hair. Not the one with the long hair past her shoulders. Okay. One that has the hair like right to the shoulders. She has like more blonde hair.
That's Meg.
No, not Meg.
I don't know who you're talking about. We're talking about the first day.
Is the girl I'm thinking about the little more manly girl on the second day?
Possibly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's two blondes that come in on the second day. Yeah. So.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of that then, because there was one where I was like, oh, if you would have told me that this was the transgender, I might have believed it, because I don't think she's that pretty. But that's terrible to say, because I'm an Ugmo, too, so.
Okay, well, that's pretty much because none of the girls that came in the second day were good-looking.
Right, yeah, right? So let's keep going. So then there's Clay, right?
Clay, who's
the cute guy.
Your pretty boy for the season.
Yeah, and I'm not all about him. There's my pick.
Well, Clay is your super fan.
He is a super fan.
Oh, he is?
No, he's not. He's been a super fan for 4 months.
There you go. He watched the DVD.
Are you a super fan? Oh, you've been watching the show long? Yeah, about 4 months. Ever since I got cast.
Yeah.
There was this weird thing on, like, the intro packages where they were like...
Oh, so you did watch them.
No, I'm talking about...
On these.
Where they were like, if a super fan's there, I'm just going to ignore them. I hate super fans. And then it just say, like, I'm a super fan. Like...
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, they really need to have a super fan versus I hate super fan season, because that's what they're gearing up towards. There's Clay. I don't...
He adds nothing, but he's going to jury.
Yeah, he's pretty. He's going to go to jury. They're going to keep him.
Yep.
And then there's my favorite.
Favorite, Austin?
Austin.
I like Austin a lot, actually.
The professional wrestler from Woodland Hills. Nobody from Chicago this season.
Yeah. Georgia seems like the big new place to go cast people.
Nobody from Chicago, so I got to go with the guy from Woodland Hills just up the road.
Yeah.
So, and he's a professional wrestler. He's got tattoos. He's pretty awesome.
And you know what? I wanted to dislike Austin.
But really? There's a butt there.
I wanted to dislike Austin, but then when I watched his sequester interviews, right?
Yeah.
Quite charming.
Because he's used to cutting all them promos.
Quite charming.
That's wrestling.
No, but he seemed to be very soft spoken. You know, the kinder, gentler wrestler. But he's like the oversized Dan Giesling too. He looks a lot like a hairy Dan.
A Harry Dan.
He's trying to figure out who he reminded me of.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry Dan. I think he looks like a taller, bulkier Seth Rollins, but that's a wrestling reference, so.
He looks like a taller, bulkier McCray.
No.
He's got that long hair.
So? Alright, who else is there that night?
Oh, there's only one more person, Allison. Let's see who you can figure out who it is. Because Allison is a racist and forgot about the only black cast member.
Oh my god! Devonna, or whatever her name is.
Devon.
They all call her Dave.
And she just goes by Day.
She goes by Day. Or Dave. And, so that's why I like her though. I actually do like her. She is a poker dealer.
Yes.
But she doesn't let people know she's a poker dealer. No. She told them that she's a second grade teacher.
And can I say something when we watch this episode about how crazy Allison is?
Sure.
Sure.
We have seen this, her baby, her 7-month-old baby, in several times. Allison is like half watching, half Twittering CM Punk or something. I don't know. And when Day is packing up and her baby is laying right next to her bed, the baby's asleep and not moving. And Allison's like, is that a fake baby? Does this chick have fake babies around? I'm like, that's a real baby. She argued with me about it. I was like, we saw that baby moving and laughing earlier. She's like, I saw that baby in a stroller not moving. I seen that baby on the bed not moving. I have to ask if that's a fake baby. No, it's a real goddamn baby.
Is she a weirdo
baby.
That has fake babies? You've seen those TLC shows. TLC, I didn't know I had a fake baby.
I had a fake baby.
That's right. There it goes. Another Andy Cohen Bravo show coming up.
There you go. Fake baby sisterhood. Sisterhood of the fake baby.
Sisterhood of the traveling fake
babies. Traveling fake babies. But I know, I was convinced that she was just a weirdo that can't paint fake babies. I was like, no, that's a real baby. I'm like, prove it.
I'm like, fine, we'll rewind.
Prove that that's a real baby. Show it moving. Oh my goodness, no, I was stupid. I was being
now,
stupid.
I want to like Devon.
Yeah.
And I do like Devon.
Yes.
Devon's going to get very annoying.
Why do you say that?
More annoying than Meg.
Actually, fast forward a little bit, Meg's not playing a bad game.
Oh, really?
But
really?
I hate her. America hates her.
And her, with her personality that came out in the televised episodes, it looks like she's going to play like a really shitty game and that Devon's going to be like a mastermind.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that impression.
Devon, well, that she's going to be somebody that's going to be dynamic in the house.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are thinking that. But when the more I see her on the live feeds, the more it's like, man, you're playing a really shitty game right away. And Meg's playing a much better social game than I thought.
Ah.
And I thought Devon was going to go pretty far. I still think she'll make jury, but I think she's going to have problems. She's having problems in the house telling people the truth.
Oh.
Just by not being able to communicate to people. And she doesn't, I mean, not that she's overthinking things. She's just having a problem explaining things. You know, she was having a discussion with two other house guests and I'm just watching. And it's like, come on, I'm trying, pull it out of your mouth. You're not lying. Just speak. And I think that when she actually is lying, she's going to have a really difficult time in the house.
Hmm.
And from all her pre-show interviews, it was like, yeah, this, she's going to be good. Let's have her hook up with Audrey. And I think that would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'd be like two strong women and
yeah.
you can keep them from fighting each other, from cat fighting and get the pretty girls out of it. Let them have their little showmances. Mm-hmm. You know, let Meg be boy crazy and let Shelley do whatever she wants to do. And get a couple of strong females together and don't call it an alliance. Don't even talk to the other, you know, to the other four girls about it. Just sort of have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then have your own individual side alliances. Mm-hmm. You're going to be good, but no, she's having problems right now in the house and she's got to clear that up really quick or she's not going to go really far.
Yeah.
Wow. Now this cast so far skewing super young.
Oh, yeah.
Super young. Like, all, like, early 30s, mid-20s.
It's all
or,
mid
or
to
younger.
Early 20s, except for Shelley.
Yeah.
Well, Shelley's 33. Yeah. James is 31. Everybody else in their 20s.
Yeah. I mean, skewing super young. Yeah. Maybe it's just because I'm getting older. I keep getting older, and they stay the same age.
All right.
So that was that. And then they do their, like, hey, we're all going to pick beds. And, hey, the thing that happened before the HOH competition, really, is the three girls tried to start an alliance. Audrey, Shelley, and Day. And they were like, this is a great idea. Let's, you know, but let's figure out a name later. So we don't really know if they're going to really do that or not, or if it was just an idea. And then we do find out a little bit of the twists.
Yep.
We find out that Battle of the Block is back.
Yep.
Yay.
Which I'm like, mm.
I don't know, where is this reaction coming from? We enjoyed Battle of the Block last year.
Well, okay,
I can go back and listen to those episodes, enjoyed it.
Let's talk about Battle of the Block.
Why are you not excited this year?
I
Julie Chen called it a fan favorite, people.
Yeah, number one, it's not a fan favorite.
That's the real contention.
Number two is I did like Battle of the Block the first two or three weeks, but you had that huge Whole House alliance last week that you knew everybody that was going to be nominated for the Battle of the Block every week. They just put up the 4 week players and it was done.
Yeah.
So it totally took Battle of the Block out of it. Same people were going in all the time. So everything went again back to the power of veto.
And I remember the Battle of the Block really made us have a lot of, like, unanimous housewide votes.
Maybe that won't happen this year. Maybe
you're
that.
Always, I think you're still early in the game, the first couple of weeks. You're going to have unanimous
votes.
We had it
severely into the season last year.
Well, yeah, because they had an alliance of eight.
And the Battle of the Block.
I think the alliance of eight
is a bigger problem.
If we end up splitting, not having a huge alliance at the beginning, if we end up with two groups of three and a group of four, where it's not the same people going up all the time,
mm-hmm.
Battle of the Block could be great.
Right.
Conceptually, it's really good.
Yeah.
But a lot of the twists conceptually are really good. And I was really in favor.
Saboteur was never.
Right. Well, of course, that just blew up week one.
Yeah.
That's why they went to Twisty Twisty Twist, which is now our little second twist of the year that we've got our BB Takeover.
Are you ready for a BB Takeover? And, so anything.
That's really annoying. That's annoying already.
It's so annoying. Yeah. And it's annoying not because it's a sound cue. It's annoying because you hear that.
Yeah.
But then when they say, is everybody ready for a BB Takeover? That doesn't go with the music at all.
Yeah.
If they would have done something like more with that music as opposed to just somebody yelling, are you ready for a BB Takeover? It would have been a much better sound cue.
Seems disjointed.
Suck it, sound cue people at Big Brother. So the Big Brother Takeover. We don't find out too much about it in the first episode, but that it's going to be a new twisty twist twist every week.
Yep.
That's what we find out. And you never know who or what is going to be delivering it. So you're pretty much guaranteed special guest spots and Zingbot.
Well, and here was all the conjecture before the beginning of the season when they sort of announced the BB Takeover. When that leaked out. A lot of people were saying, because from what I understand, there's a couple of new producers that came to the U.S. show this year from England.
Okay.
And England did this sort of thing a couple of years ago, where essentially they took a lot of the twists that they had used in the past and brought them back week to week to week to week. So you'd see a lot of the same things. So it's sort of like 1 week seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. We're going to see a lot of cross promotion with other CBS shows. I mean, we see it on the first night. We see cross promotion. I mean, that guy from Entertainment Tonight didn't have to be out there.
No, yeah. He didn't. It's not even
Billy Bush, so I don't even.
Yeah, it's not even Billy Bush.
Yeah, it's like who's this guy?
Oh wait, that's Access Hollywood.
Oh wait, yeah.
Who's on Entertainment Tonight anymore? I don't even know.
That guy.
Apparently so.
So
just because you got a step and repeat out there, it's like, okay, well, got to have somebody interviewing him.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great segue into the first HOH competition.
True.
With just the eight people. So they're doing it just like they did last year. Mm-hmm.
One person has to sit out.
One person does have to sit out. And they figure out it's going to be Day that sits out.
Yeah.
And she's like, I will sit out if you don't nominate me. And everybody was like, fair enough. So everybody's
did
still
she
playing
say
this.
That?
Yes.
I thought that was the second Day person.
That happened on the second
okay.
day too.
Okay.
But it did happen on the first day too.
Because you'd be crazy to volunteer for anything on the first night of Big Brother, let alone without getting some sort of reassurance that you're not going to at least initially get nominated.
Right. So this competition was a red carpet movie event for the movie UFO No, which is a Big Brother movie. And they walked the red carpet with that guy from Entertainment Tonight, which was a pointless waste of fluff. And then...
Couldn't even get John Tesh.
It was similar to the one they had a couple of seasons ago, or maybe last season.
It's similar to
where
they
had
do
to
all the
catch,
time.
They
yeah.
had to catch the ball, put it in
baseball
the thing.
Baseball 1 year, it's been something else a different
yeah.
year. Yeah, it's
but,
very similar.
But it's also your short plank endurance,
yeah.
too.
And so, but it was, they were getting quote-unquote tomatoes thrown at them because the movie's so bad. What was the actual name of this show, this game, Big Brother Mike? I forget.
I don't know if it was Rotten Tomatoes or something. Not Rotten Tomatoes, because that's trademarked. But right. Something like that. It was something tomatoes.
Yeah. Shout out to Gray Drake.
I was going to say, couldn't they have gotten Gray on there?
Yeah, let's get Gray Drake out there. Hey, she obviously does things with other companies. That's all I'm saying. Hey, maybe ours, but not make friends. Basically, they get these, like, softballs that are red shot at them. They have to try and catch them, put them in the little holder next to them while this little surfball is... And not fall down while this little surfboard is going up and down. And then eventually tomato juice gets sprayed at them. And that's when this game all kind of goes to hell. Because the tomato juice is so slippery that, like...
Well, it went before then, the first time the board went short.
Yeah, the first time the board went short, like 30 seconds, people fell off.
Yeah. Meg, Austin, and Clay. Boom, boom, boom.
But what was funny about Austin falling is that he tried to save himself by holding the little ball holder, and it...
The thing that saved Jace several times.
Yeah, because yeah. Jace is a skateboarder, so if he was going to fall, he would grab onto that and swing over and then swing back on like a little, like,
yeah.
grinder, you yeah. know.
Like a little monkey.
Austin tries to do
Austin
that.
Austin tries to do it. He's so big, it rips right off the wall.
That's pretty funny.
That was the best part.
I felt sorry for Austin just because of that. Something that can save... Everybody else who's competing against can't save him.
Yeah, Big Brother producers, reinforce that shit. You know how much your contestants weigh. Reinforce that shit. But yeah, he's out. It comes down to, like, James and Audrey, and there's a fourth.
James and Shelley.
James, Shelley, Audrey, and... Jace,
yeah.
And
yeah.
So, basically, they shoot the tomato juice, and they all pretty much slip at the same time.
When the board gets short.
Yeah. And they have to go to a photo finish, and Jace's little skateboarder toe touches the mat before James's, and James is your first HOH of the Battle of the Block.
Yep.
HOHs. So that was slightly not fun, but it was funny to see Austin rip that thing right off the fucking wall. Yeah. That was my favorite part.
Somehow I didn't think the producers thought that people were going to be eliminated by falling off and falling off en masse.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing is there was no grip on there. As soon as you're, like, spraying stuff on there, it gets slippery.
Yeah, especially something as slick as that tomato.
And then they were saying how hard the balls were, because those were like, they were claiming they were like baseballs.
They were just softballs. Yeah.
Why can't you get like a Nerf ball? That could take somebody's eye out.
Well, I'm thinking maybe dumb it down a little bit, Big Brother. You know, you've already spraying juice at them. The board was a little much. Just go through it. I mean, it's the first HOH. You know, these are normally hang on to a hot dog until you can't hang on anymore, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
You know, let them catch the balls, let them get to 10.
That's the quintessential, like, when anybody's like, that's the first HOH competition. Everybody goes to hanging on to the hot dogs. Yeah. Everybody references that. I don't know why in everybody's head, hang on to them hot dogs, but that's the one everybody makes the joke of.
Everybody loves humping hot dogs.
So James is the first HOH, and he won it fair and square. And now they're like, all right, well, now what? And Julie Chen's like, we're going to be back with more shit tomorrow. Now, Julie was wearing this black dress the first night.
Yeah, she looked good. She looked good.
But she didn't look good in the boobs. Like, what happened to her boobs?
We said that in the second day. We thought she looked good in the black dress on day one, although the back of the top of the, it was like a two-piece outfit, it sort of went down below her hips and mm-hmm. made her look hippie, but she looked good. But we all noticed that Julie lost all of her boobs.
In day two.
They're all gone.
I noticed it in the first one because it was like draping on her boobs, like on day one too. And then you get into the second day and she's wearing that flower dress, that flower outfit.
Big flower print.
And there's no boobs. And I'm like, Julie, what happened? I mean, I wish I can get rid of a little bit of my girls for my size. They're too big.
Nope, they're perfect.
I think boobs are disgusting.
I think your boobs are awesome.
Thank you. But yeah, so we get to the second night, and that's when, like, really a lot even more of the cross-promotion, like, through your down our throats happens.
Well, let's first talk about the new cast.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my knee-jerk reaction of why I don't like the second day people, except for one. Okay. All the girls are ugly, and I can't even remember their names.
Okay.
The dude, Jason, who is, but of course I have a problem with girls. Girls all are the same to me, and I can never remember girls.
Ladies.
I'm so sexist. But then there's James, who...
No, James was first night.
I'm not James, Jason. I mean Jason. Jason.
Too many J's.
Yeah.
Out of Jason. The first 14, there's four of them.
I hate Jason. And I hate Jason because he's too much. And I'll get into my theory about Jason when we do the third twistity twist. I'll talk about Jason. But he's a little much for me. Steven, I like Steven.
Is he the little kid from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's too much for me.
The grocery bagger.
Yeah, his Massachusetts-ness is too
why
much.
Why has he got that little chain between the points of his collar?
I don't know, he was sweating as if he was like me or a 300-pound man. He was sweating.
So here's the
thing. And lifting his arms. He was not so sure.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing with Jason. He wants there to be a girls' alliance, and he wants to help promote the girls' alliance. So it's like, well, okay. You know, because we really don't have right now. We don't have a whole lot of big guys in there,
right?
Right? Yeah. We have Austin and Clay,
mm-hmm.
And it was funny when Jason came in and somebody, maybe it was Austin, saying that he could be the horse and Jason could be
the jockey.
Yeah.
I'm Seabiscuit and he's my jockey.
It's pretty fun.
He is a super fan though.
Yes.
So I will give him props for being a super fan and wanting to be on the show. Then there's Steven.
I always like good TV, and I'm hoping that Jason will be good TV.
I was watching some Big Brother After Dark, and I was just like, ugh. Yeah. I even hear him in the background, like, the camera's not even on him, and I hear him in the background being like, where's all my bitches?
I wasn't going to go that far. But I was just saying, I wanted him to be good TV. He's not good TV.
He's not good TV.
He's annoying in the way that he's annoying in the way that I thought Meg was going to be annoying.
It's just too much. It's too loud.
And it's like, you know what?
Attention grabby.
I know you're a super fan, but no one wants to hear everybody's catchphrase. They say something. Oh, that's just like JoJo. Buy your votes for cigarettes.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like. It was like, I watched for like 2 hours where they had like an hour of it. It was on, Audrey and Jason and somebody else. And he must have thrown out five different past house guests.
Yeah.
Their little catchphrases in the hour. Yeah. And then he'd have to let you know that he knew who it was and in what season. Yep. And there's being a super fan, because we've got another one there that came in on the second night. And then there's being that annoying super fan.
Yes.
You know, and that's where Jason's at now. He better tone that way down.
He needs to.
Or he's going to be one of the first gays not to make it to jury.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't have a problem. It's just that he's so, like, loud. Like, the camera wasn't even on him, and he was just like...
He's like a little handsome. You hear him.
Yeah, I mean, I like entertainment. I'm pro good TV, right? And I thought... He's going to be great TV.
Right. Because at first, when you first are introduced to him, you're like, oh, he's a grocery bagger. He's Massachusetts. He likes being, like colorful and, like, he's all, like, out there. Totally. I love it. But it's just too, it's to an annoying extent.
And on the other side of that, you've got Becky. Who? Yes, there's a Becky in the house.
Who?
Huh?
Is that one of the girls?
Yeah, that's one of the girls. That's the dark-haired girl.
No idea who you're talking about.
The dark-haired girl, second night. She's from Denver. She's the Rotto girl.
She's the one that...
Oh, she's Rotto.
She's the one who makes puns and doesn't realize it.
Yep.
I like camping and hiking and being outdoors. Things of that nature.
Well,
I was like, that's a great pun. She doesn't know she made it. Nobody else in the cast.
Oh, I know Colorado. What part of Rotto?
Nobody calls it Rotto.
Now, the thing is, I don't know how Becky got on the show. I don't know who she knows. She had no personality in the, in the sequester, the pre-show interviews.
Mm-hmm.
She's not overly attractive. She doesn't have a backstory. She's just somebody to fill a spot. And I think it's somebody to play Battle of the Block every week until she's gone pre-jury.
Wow. All right. I didn't even remember who she was until you told me Colorado. And I'm like, oh, Colorado, yeah.
No, I don't see, I mean, what guys are going after girls, right? It's just yeah. Clay. Austin's got a girlfriend on the outside.
Yeah, he does.
And so Clay wants a girlfriend, and Jace broke up with his bae.
Jace is so freaking annoying.
I can't take two annoying people. I don't think I could take Jason and Jace.
Yeah.
I'd like them both to, you know, well, no, I'd like Jason to stay on.
Cause you want
to
give him a chance.
Yeah.
But I already don't like Jace's character.
Yeah.
His personality at all. Mm-mm. I don't want to watch him for very long.
Mm-mm.
So I hope he's up and gone the first week. Chances are he's not going to be, but that's what I'm hoping. I don't like him as a character very much.
Then there's Steven. I like Steven. I can identify with Steven. He is the audio engineer. He is the nerd. He is the shy one, the introvert, the young, very young. He's still in school.
22.
Super fan.
I would be friends with him.
Yeah, I'd hang out with Steven.
Who Clay called Ian Terry look-alike.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit with curly hair.
And that's going to be his downfall.
Maybe.
Because I kind of think he's going to be up for Battle of Black pretty much every week, too.
Oh, no. But I like Steven.
Well, you know, he's not... I mean, even just what we saw on the Thursday night show.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really awkward with people.
Oh, really?
Well, didn't you see it? He couldn't even hug people.
Yeah,
Meeting people. And if you can't get into the house and make some connections, I mean, if it were me and I were either Steve or Jason, I'd be trying my damnedest to get in with Austin and Clay and just go, no one's going to figure out we're together. I'll protect you. I know the game. I can be the background. You're the big muscle. No one goes after big muscle right away.
Right.
We can go far in this game, but Steve is very, very awkward, and just in watching the feeds, I mean, he's still awkward, and not as awkward as more awkward than Ian was. But the only saving grace that Ian had is he had the coaches, so he was being protected, and he had Mike Boogie protecting him and carrying him for a while, and that was very important because Ian would have been gone in the first couple of weeks of that of 14. If it wasn't for the coach's twist, Steve's going to be up on Battle of the Block a lot.
Mm.
Poor Steve.
Then we come to the penultimate, my favorite.
Well, let's not go to him yet.
Oh, but I love him.
Well, let's talk about Liz and Vanessa.
Who?
Liz, Dogface, the one that you thought was going to be
trans. Oh, the one that I was like, oh, if you would have told me that, I wouldn't have blinked an eye. Oh,
Dogface
I feel so bad.
Dogface is going too far.
Ugmo.
Yeah,
Team like, Ugmo. Now, if you were in an all-ladies team, Brian, if you were Day and Audrey and Shelly, what would you name your team? I would name it Team Cooter.
Team Cooter Pie.
Cooter Pie. But I like that it's just like, no, Meg, you're not in this. And no, Liz, you're not in this. I totally forgot about her. And who was the other one? Vanessa?
Vanessa, the professional poker player.
I do like her. Okay, let's talk about her for a second.
Who is everyone's pre-show odds on favorite for winning this whole thing?
You know, as soon as you told me the poker player, I do love her quite a bit. I love that she is like, yeah, I won like $4 million playing poker. I'm like, that's rad. And then I love that she's just like, yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm not like in your face about being pretty. I'm a little butch, but I'm not like ugly.
Well, she's not that good looking.
You know, I thought she was good looking. If I was a dude and I saw her in a bar, I'd be like, are you worth $4 million?
No. Nope.
Well, that's different. $4 million makes her look a whole lot better.
It's the money. Allison, all you're attracted to is the money.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh gosh, yeah.
Allison is cupping her boobies.
I mean, her backstory, she was married. her husband died. She went to the other side. Now she's got a girlfriend, having a hard time in the house, missing her girlfriend right now. And I thought she was not going to have a problem with that because her big thing was, oh, I went to Duke University and I studied game theory.
Did they mention in the TV episode that her husband died? I think they I think she was just like, I was married. I'm not married and to a man. I'm not married anymore. And now I'm dating a girl.
Well, I'm your value added. So that's what I'm telling you. Oh.
So he died. Oh. What happened? Yes. Do you know?
I do not know.
Poker related accident.
Really sharp edged cards. That's terrible. That's so sad.
Stuff happens, you know, but she's, but I mean, the big thing as far as game wise goes, it's the big thing is, you know, is Davon and Vanessa. One's a dealer. One's a player. Is Davon going to know Vanessa? Because, you know, if you're a professional
she might have dealt
dealer,
them.
Don't you think you would know a woman poker player who's won $4.5 million? And it's like, well, then what does she do? Does she out her? Does she befriend her?
Do they make an alliance? Do they make a poker alliance?
Right.
Poker,
right.
I hardly know her.
And it was like, okay, so I'm watching. It's like, okay, Davon doesn't have a fucking clue. She has no idea who Vanessa is.
Vanessa did lie and say she was a DJ.
Yes.
Well, okay, yeah, but Davon lied and said she was a second grade teacher.
I know, but I'm just saying maybe she took it at face value and didn't even go into the recesses of her mind.
Well, and also it seems like Vanessa gambles in Vegas, whereas Davon deals poker out in California at the California casinos. So
and let me tell you, those poker players don't come out to the shitty California casinos.
No, they would not unless there is a really big high stakes game,
which usually never happens.
Nope.
But I'm just saying they were building this up pre-show, right?
Mm.
I mean, they're really pushing this pre-show, and for it not to happen at all. So, and if you didn't see it at all on that second night, if they didn't give you at least a couple of seconds of Davon looking at her, going, "I think this girl looks familiar to me," mm-hmm. nothing. So that means, you know, because they were in there for 6 days. They've been in there since the 18th, so they were in there 6 days before the first show was shot. It was shown. So it's like, okay, she has no idea who she is. So this whole little twisty twist of poker dealer, poker player, it means nothing.
True.
No, I hear you. And what I want to see happen is like they're there playing cards or something. And, you know,
passing the time.
And just passing the time. And all of a sudden, Dave deals a little. And she plays, and then Vanessa plays a little too well. And they're just like,
wait a minute. And they lock eyes across the table.
Yeah. I want that to happen.
But then we get to our final house
guest. Oh my god, the penultimate house guest. I love him.
Penultimate house guest?
Penultimate.
That's the second best? The second to last?
Second to last. So ultimate would be the last.
Ultimate. Okay. He was the ultimate when we were first talking about it because we didn't talk about the girls.
Sure.
But now he's the ultimate.
Allison
is stupid.
You love him.
Johnny Mack, the rockstar dentist.
I love this guy.
The rockstar dentist looks a little bit like Steve Zahn.
Yeah, he's got Steve Zahn-y thing going on.
Looks like a young Steve Zahn with
sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait. We're going way, way back. His like diary room sessions are going to be like Mac's headroom.
Oh my god,
it's going to be nothing. Johnny Mack is just. I mean, I had to go and seek out like all the pre-show interviews that he did because he's just so amazing. I want this guy to go all the way. So either he's going to make it like really far, or the house guests are going to freak and he's going to go out really soon. But I hope he's with us a long time because Johnny Mack is going to be good TV.
He is going to be good TV. And what I love about Johnny Mack, what I respect about a man, is he goes, in your dentist interviews, when they ask you why you want to be a dentist, and everybody says, I want to help people. I like people. I want to help people. He goes,
a good smile.
He goes, shit, I like money.
I like money.
And I'm like, yes, tell the truth, brother. And I just love him. He's so funny. His interviews are his diary rooms are funny. His reactions during the HOH competitions are funny. He's wonderful.
He's got a hook up with Shelly just because she's got the biggest, whitest choppers I've ever seen. It's like they fucking glow. It's like, it's neon lights, you know? Yeah. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth.
Dave doesn't believe that Johnny Mac is a dentist.
When he said he was a dentist, Dave's like, no, you're not. Like,
that's the biggest lie, is I'm a second grade teacher.
Yeah.
I like the little 2 second teaser they show at the end. It was like when they were going out.
Oh, yeah.
The second show, he's just sitting there on the bed or the couch and he's just flossing.
He's flossing. You can watch it 24/7 doing mundane things, Johnny flossing. That's the only clip of him. The only clip of him. It's so funny. So they introduce themselves, they do all of that, and then we get into twisty twist twist twist. We get our first BB takeover.
Well, no, before we first have to have their HOH, right?
No.
No.
Oh, no, that's right. We had the twisty twist first.
We get the BB takeover, and it's Phil.
Phil Conan.
From The Amazing Race.
My favorite Kiwi.
My favorite.
Didn't he look terrible?
He did.
Well, I haven't watched Amazing Race for the last couple of years, so I don't know how terrible
he's balding, too.
No, Amazing Race, I think it's just, they always film Phil outside in the sun.
So he looks
like usually just wearing like a form-fitting like button-up shirt, too.
Yeah, so he's looking great.
Yeah.
But
he's also balding.
Yeah, but I don't mind that so much. He looks so
happens,
like...
Allison. It happens to men when they get older. They bald. Get over it, Allison.
He looks so pale and haggard underneath the studio light.
Well, he's been around the world, what, like 27 times? Shit.
I gotta tell you, I think, I can't remember which one
that
it was.
That he's banging Julie Chen? No. Yep.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just shit stirring.
The new season of Amazing Race just went into production.
Yeah.
Like, 2-3 days ago?
Yeah.
I heard Caleb.
Is on?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, I heard Beast Mode. Either he's on the one that's currently being shot, or he was on the one that just finished up. Because they would have done that one right at the end last year. So it's like, I don't know.
Boo! I don't like
that's,
Caleb.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Boo.
I love Johnny Mac, and we like Phil Coogan. And
when Julie was interviewing Phil, I just wanted Jeff Probst to walk by in the background and wave at the crowd. I just have all three of them at one place.
Hey, guys, it's me.
Hey, I'm Jeff Probst.
I marry contestants on my show. Bye.
Later. Well, Julie Chen, I married my boss. Like that.
And Phil's like, where do I fit? I host a legitimate show.
I'm the only one that's won the Oscar, the Emmy, or whatever.
Emmy. Yeah. So
I beat you guys every single year.
His twist is that, you know, a lot of Big Brother contestants have gone on to do the Amazing Race. He's going to return the favor, and there's going to be two people who were on the Amazing Race last year, now on Big Brother. And it's two people, I don't know who they are.
Because they were on last season.
They were on last season, I didn't watch it. Tell us all about them, Big Brother.
I was hoping for the detectives, or the Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it was Jeff and Jackie. Last year, the...
Or James.
Or James, or Jays. So now there's six Jays.
Yeah. Lots of J's.
Good alliance.
Lots of J's and none of them are B.
So anyway, the twist on the twist on Amazing Race last year is that there were groups of racers that knew each other, and there were groups of racers that were put together in a blind date. And Jackie and Jeff were one of the blind date couples that were on the race last year. Didn't do extremely well. Finished middle of the pack, probably sixth or seventh. Weren't the biggest personalities. But pretty much were the only one of the blind daters that didn't just totally bicker the entire time.
Sure.
They sort of got along.
Really? Because the clip they played was nothing but them bickering the whole time.
Oh, no.
You're telling me they weren't the worst bickerers?
No. I mean, there were a couple of good. Now, there were a couple of them. There were like three in particular that by the end of the race hated each other.
Wow.
Hated each other. Now, it would be great to bring those people on.
Yeah.
But they decided, well...
Are there any bigots? Were anybody bigots on the show? They should have run on a bigot.
2 years ago, that would have been acceptable.
Yeah. Jackie's a professional dancer. I think
stripper.
Is she a dancer for money?
She's an exotic dancer.
Does she dance in the sand?
Exotic dancer.
Like Rio?
Does she go
is
to Rio and dance
Rio?
In the sand? Big Brother Mike is lost. He missed a BJ joke. He missed a Rio joke.
A Duran Duran reference.
Yep.
A Tina Turner reference. Whoosh. That's what I was making. Oh.
Whoosh.
But what did that have to do with Jackie?
Because you said that she was a dancer. And
you said she was a professional dancer, and then she a dancer for money.
Tina Turner.
Then Anna also said she dances in sand, and I said, is her name Rio?
Duran Duran. And then you missed a blowjob comment earlier.
I got that. I heard that.
And then you just chose not to acknowledge it. Okay.
I heard you guys chuckling in the background, but I thought that maybe the connection had been lost. So I decided that I didn't really hear anything. It was just like you guys were like whispering or giving each other sign language in the background. So I just said, I'm just going to keep on going.
He put on his earmuffs because we said there's a lot of J's. And I said, yeah, not one of them are B. And I broke Brian, but now that I had to say it twice, it's not that funny. So for all of you that caught it the first time, tweet me about how funny I am. Anywho. But yes.
And then Jeff is a man named Jeff.
Jeff is a man. So they're on the
Done.
Show.
That's your cast.
They're on the show now, and they come in, and some people recognize them, some people don't. People are like, are they dating? Are they married? Are they together?
Steven was like, ooh, he's I like, know these guys.
But he's like, I don't know anything about them, though. Currently. Their current
status. Yeah, their current status. Yeah.
I don't know their current Facebook status. So they go to their HOH. And, again, it's the UFO now, but this time they're...
Vanessa. Vanessa is like,
I'll sit out. Yeah. She says she'll sit out.
Makes the same deal. Don't not her
So it's the poker dealer and the poker player going
both
all in.
Now.
They're going all in.
Risk
reward. They're both folding.
They're both folding. Risk reward.
Oh, well, it's either folding or going all in.
There's no in between. You're not calling.
You're stopping playing the game because you know that it might not
This is
be.
Big Brother. You're always playing the game. you're playing the game. He farted in his sleep. That means he's in an alliance.
It's going to either be really good or really bad.
Yep.
Very true.
I think it'll be good. I think everybody will hold up their truth that it's, don't put them up. You know,
No, Big Brother's going to do something with this.
Right.
And it's either going to be good or bad. So I'm sitting there going, why are they sitting one person out? And then tomorrow only six people come in. They're going to sit out another person then? Because we had no idea what, I mean, that Jackie Jeff rumor had been out there, but everyone was thinking, well, they're not like, Amazing Race superstars. It's not like you're bringing Rob and Amber in. You know, they played twice on Survivor. They were winners on Survivor. They played Amazing Race. Now put them on the Big Brother. It's like, yeah, bring somebody like that in. Except they would have like really big targets on their back. Uh-huh. You'd want to get them out early. At least put in these middle of the road Amazing Race people. It's like, you guys just played last year.
Put in the pink and black attack. I was hoping that's who it would be.
I was hoping too. As soon as I saw Phil, it was like, oh, it would be so cool if the little...
Kent and Vixen.
Yes, that would have been excellent.
Because we know them, and that's hilarious.
Yeah.
They stalked us for a little bit. I love them. And by stalked, I meant became friends with.
Yeah.
But no, they were great. I'm pretty sure I still have Kent's... phone number.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think he's in my phone as Kent Amazing Race. But so they go into the HOH competition, and it's like the other one slightly. It's the UFO no, but this time they're in the movie. So this time they have to hold on to a pole in the ground and get pulled by a UFO.
Instead of trying not to fall down, you're trying not to fall up. Interesting twist, Big Brother.
The only thing I think I would do very poorly at this game.
Oh, I wouldn't have lasted as long as any of them.
It got down to, like, little Jason and Vicky?
No, Jackie.
Jackie, sorry. Why did I think her name was Vicky?
Because Jackie. She looks like
a Vicky, yeah.
She looks like the V girl from last year that we always forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
Victoria.
They have a similar look.
They do.
Because I'm racist.
Oh, she's the
and
dark
they're
girl.
Ladies.
She's a dark-haired girl with a dark complexion.
Sexist.
Absolutely.
And so it gets down to them.
I can't tell women apart, I'm sorry.
Jason ends up winning it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And so now it's James and Jason. They're the HOHs. And the girls are kind of like, great, we just gave it to two guys and two girls sat out.
Yeah.
You know, like shit, you know. So we don't know who's going to be on the block just yet. But we do, before we leave, get two new twisty twists, kind of.
Get ready for a takeover.
Phil comes back with the takeover, and he was like, you two that just sat out, it's official. With big risk comes big reward, but there'll be more of that next time. So we don't know what's going to happen. We don't, and everybody, of course, is instantly talking about the Camaro from, like, a couple of seasons ago.
That was a bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro. But the other thing we find out, and this is my favorite bit, Brian, because you finally get to be a part of this.
What? Why? How?
The twin twist.
Cause yes, because this is, I've been so jealous for years that I had not met Big Brother Mike or Allison yet, and they had not converted me into being a Big Brother fan, and when I went back and looked at past seasons, I saw this thing about the twin twist, and I was like, damn, that would be cool to watch. Guess what?
It's back.
Yeah, baby.
It's back, bitches.
Here's my theory, because next week we find out who the twin is.
Yeah, we don't even know who the twin is.
But here's my guess.
Yes.
Austin.
No. Jason is one of the twins, and his brother is LaAnthony from the internet. All the basic bitches. Doesn't he kind of look like him, too?
He looks like LaAnthony.
He looks like LaAnthony. He talks like LaAnthony.
I don't think LaAnthony's old enough yet, though.
To be on Big Brother?
I think he's still, like, 15.
I don't know, but wouldn't that be funny?
I'm showing my age. I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
He was on Tosh.0 one time. He was a web redemption one time. LaAnthony.
Yeah. Look up LaAnthony.
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 Okay.
And he does this thing like, look out, all the basic bitches, and he swings his little leg around. It's funny. I liked it on Tosh, but that's all I needed. But Jason kind of looks like him. They both have dark hair. They're both from, like, the East Coast.
I thought Lil Anthony was from Colorado for some
reason. Really? I thought he was from the East Coast.
I don't know.
So I'm putting it together in my head. That's my conspiracy theory, is that it's a celebrity twin twist.
We don't need more YouTubers.
It's a celebrity twin twist.
Don't need. I think it's Austin.
You think Austin has another big guy with the same exact tattoos?
I don't know. He was talking about split personality already. How he's like, Mr. Pro Wrestler. But also, I love romantic medieval
literature.
One wears top hat, one does not.
Shelly has a twin.
His name is Wes.
Yeah. But that's a boy.
That could be all a setup, so she could talk about her quote-unquote twin. But it's really not a brother Wes.
I think it was all set. It was all set. Everybody knew who the twin was before the season started when the little twin twist got leaked. Everybody thinks they know who it is, but I don't think it is who they think it is.
Who do they think it is, and who do you think it is, Mr. Big Brother Mike?
It's everybody thinks it's Liz, and Liz really doesn't have a twin.
Which one is Liz?
Liz is your ugly Lisa Kudrow.
Okay.
From Miami. I'm from Miami.
And the one that, of course, the reason she's on the show is because she met Porsche on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on a boat.
And I met Porsche on a boat. She's very annoying, and she got a very deep voice. But she's got a sister who is 10 months younger than her.
That's not a twin twist.
That's not a twin, technically, but... You know, all the internet's blowing up with pictures of the two of them.
This needs to be a straight on identical twin. It would just be called Sister Saboteur.
But the thing is I've seen a couple of different pictures of the two of them together, and they don't look anything alike. They don't.
Who do you think it is then?
On the first night of live feeds, everybody introduced themselves. And just said, because they always tell the house guests, we're going to live feeds now, and they put on their little dog and pony show. Then, of course, Jace had to run like a real dick. You know, it was so fucking annoying as Jace introduced everybody, you know.
Hello, America. I'm Jace. This is my friend, Posse.
But we find out that Jeff has a twin.
The Amazing Race guy?
The Amazing Race guy, because nobody was able to research him because nobody really knew about him before the show started. He wasn't in the pre-show interviews because he wasn't a sequestered house guest. So it really makes sense. We know he said he's got a twin brother. No one, he wasn't in the pre-show interviews. I think it's going to be Jeff's brother that comes in.
Would he have given that away?
Where's Lahanthony?
The house guests don't know anything about the twin twists. And the twin twists will be revealed probably on...
4 weeks
they're going to tell us tomorrow.
But not the couch.
Oh, the house.
They have to make it to week 4 or 5 until they both come in and play?
They have to make it 5 weeks, and then they both play in, as individuals.
Now, yes, I remember this when they originally did it.
Yeah, back
and
in
I loved
five,
it.
Back in season 5, Adria and Natalie.
And it
they
was
did
so
it really
good.
Well. It was good.
It was good and because they would have them like go into a secret little area in the diary room. They would change clothes and they would have like a minute to data dump what happened.
Yeah.
And that was it. They wouldn't give them any more, any less. Like, they were under strict rules, too. It was like a minute, and you have to say, look, this is what happened. This is the conversation we had with this person. This is the new thing we're doing. Da-da-da-da-da. And they switched clothes, and then they would walk on out as if nothing happened. And you would see it on TV, and it was an amazing experience. And I know we've referenced it on the show before.
Because I've always been jealous and never got to be a part of it.
That I was like, man, you know, it was a really good twist. That twin twist, that was the ultimate twist. That was so good. So I'm excited they're bringing it back. I'm excited Lahanthony's going to be
Now let's talk about our week-to-week twists, though.
Yes.
Because if they are going to be doing, like, little weeks of either cross-promotional stuff with CBS, which means...
Wait for, like, the Ted 2 cross-promotion.
Yeah, there you go. Or at the end of the season, we're going to get something with Survivor as they gear up for their show. Or
Survivor, whatever. Other nope. Big, like, budget CBS show. Like, they had to watch the Scorpion pilot
Undercover
last year.
Undercover
Boss. I was thinking Stephen Colbert's probably going to do something.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good one. That would be good.
Now, of course, we've got...
I would endorse that.
Yeah, I would love to see that, too.
Now, we've got James. James is adopted, doesn't know who his parents are. So if he's adopted, he doesn't know who his brothers and sisters are. And
would that be the biggest mindfuck? Just like Cowboy and the tattooed girl found out they were brother and sister.
That's right. Jocasta and Cowboy, not Jocasta. What the hell is her name? No.
This is not remember. My time.
She was tattooed.
I got it. Stop. Nicomas.
Nicomas
and Cowboy Mike.
Yes, they found out they had no idea that they were brother and sister.
Well,
half brother and sister, but they had no idea. They never knew each other. And so now they know. But wouldn't that be that would be an ultimate mindfuck if they brought on like another James and James was like, what? Actually, you'd probably be all like, what?
No, he comes with the accent.
Remember you talking to Southern accent.
Not your accent, my accent.
That would be so difficult. What an acting job. Like, what if it was just like, what if, okay, say for example, it was Jason.
His brother was super straight.
Like, his brother was super straight and just like an accountant.
No, I'm not saying a twin twist. I'm saying like half brother's sister comes in later.
No, that could be good though too. But the twin twist is going to be interesting. I want whoever is going to have the most difficult time acting like the other one.
I want Meg to have a twin.
Talk about how cool she is. Yeah, she's just actually cool.
Yeah.
It'll end up being somebody like Becky, somebody with no personality.
You just get two no personalities?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Two people that are just totally ignored in the house. Easy. 5 weeks.
That's hilarious.
Float on by. Float to 5 weeks. Both get in the house, start playing.
True. Very, very true. So we find out that. I don't know how, like, but what I want to know is, like, are the twistity twists in effect, like, the whole time? Like, what if they come through and it's a twist that expands past a week?
Because we already know that Phil's twist put two people into the house,
mm-hmm.
and may or may not be a reward for the two people that sat out the HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
HOA.
And then we'll probably find out. It'll probably be, I'm thinking, is it on Thursday nights where we're going to get the next twist?
Mm-hmm.
After eviction and after HOH, or maybe it'll be after eviction, but before HOH, it'll be some sort of twist. So I'm thinking Thursday night is probably going to be our big twistity twist night every week, our takeover night.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Well, it seems like it.
Well, there you go. And that was basically the episodes.
Yeah.
I thought they were okay. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Oh, me too.
A lot of twists, a lot of turns.
Yeah.
Episode two much better than one. One was kind of flat for me.
But I like the cast better in one than two.
The personalities carried the first episode a lot better. All the twists and finding out the game is what carried the second episode.
Right.
So I think they saved lamer people for the second episode, knowing having Phil and the revealing the twist was going to be the carrier.
Right.
Come on, they're not lame. Jason is going to hopefully be good TV, and John is amazing.
John is good.
John is amazing. And
I
Vanessa,
love John.
Vanessa, he's my favorite. Vanessa could very possibly win this whole thing. She's very smart.
We'll get to that before the end of the episode. I'm going to ask knee jerk who's going to win this.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Right, but
we gotta pick our horses.
But first, it's time for Big Brother Cheers!
Big Brother Mike, what is your official cheer for this week?
You know, we talked about it a little bit before. I have a cheer and a jeer.
Good.
That's what this segment's all about.
The
cheer
How
is
many
that
seasons,
we...
Big Brother Mike? Woo!
Okay,
yeah, this is the format.
No, but it's a cheer and a jeer all within one.
Oh!
Ooh.
It's twisty, the same, twisty, 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 twisty.
It's a takeover.
Twist.
I like that they bred in a transgender person.
Cheer.
And I cheer that the cast was totally fine with it.
Cheer.
Not going to have any effect with gameplay. So actually, it had nothing to do anything better than to just push up the ratings a little bit. Day one. But I wanted a counter cast to it. Like I said earlier, I wanted somebody to come in, some old curmudgeon fuck in his early 40s or mid 40s. That's not the way it was. Men are men, women are women.
Just so that then, like,
they
could
become best
go over
friends
and, like,
by the end
punch
of the
him
season.
In the face.
Oh.
No, just punch
went,
him in the face.
We went way opposite on that.
And just be like,
And then everybody, all the other cast members all stick up for Audrey. And say, oh, you're like a giant fucking tool. Jerry, you're 80 years old. It's fucking, I know. Men were men, women are women.
Fall in the pool.
and okay, I don't want to get tweets either. But they did take a transgender person that's already total transgender.
She's finished.
She said she's completed the entire thing. So it's different than like the Bruce Jenner thing right now. And then there's transgender.
Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm sorry. It's
tweet,
all.
Tweet.
This is new to us. And I'm trying to say this because I totally think it's whatever you.
Tell me more, Jerry.
Whatever you identify with is what you are. And if that means that you have to use medical science to get there, that's totally cool with me. But I thought it might be a little bit more interesting if had somebody that was actually going through it that hadn't completed the entire transgender
ones, but hadn't got the surgery yet.
Yeah. So it's a, you know.
Or what if you had two? What if you had a guy who identified as a woman, but then you also had a woman who identified as
a female?
Yeah, and you would see, like, who's going to tell? And, like, you know what I mean? Like, is one going to not tell and one going to tell? Like, that would have been interesting, too. I'm just saying.
I mean, but it was great that, I mean, just, it has nothing to do with the game. It was a little bit of pre-show hype.
What do we think their reaction is going to be when they get out of the house and they find out that the Supreme Court, not so much for Audrey, obviously, because she is legally now a woman, but like Jason, like what, like they're going to leave the Big Brother house and it's going to be
entering a world where
a different world.
It's a different world. I don't know.
How many times in our life can we say that you're legit walking into a different world?
That's crazy. Obama had such a good week this week. I mean, he's got to be walking like 3 inches taller.
Yeah, except for that funeral.
He hit like, but even that, I mean, it was a terrible thing, but I mean, that eulogy that he had, it was like, yeah. Oh my God, that was one of his,
it was
one of his best speeches. You know, it was a terrible thing, but I mean, it was like, okay, this is great. And then, you know, he got his way, like it or not, on the TPP and then Obamacare. And then, I mean, he was a late comer to gay marriage, but I mean, it's like, this is a lot of history in 1 week.
Mm-hmm. He's making his last 6 months count.
You know what I was telling somebody? Because somebody at work, you know,
He's got another year and a half.
Oh, that's right. He's got another year. Whoops.
But the thing...
He's making it the end of his second term count.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the thing, though, is, like, he was on Mark Maron's WTF podcast.
I still haven't listened to that.
I have not listened to it, but I heard he dropped the N-word to make a point. But yeah. The thing is... Someone was like, oh my, someone at the office was like, oh my God, I love Mark Maron. The president's going to be on. Oh my God. And someone was like, Allison, is he going to be on your podcast? And I was like, oh, that's flattering, but no. No, president.
I will take Mark Maron too. I will do anything to take either one.
Is flattering. But it was funny because I said, man, I go, that guy is just kind of like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't have to worry about re-election. I'm going to do what I think is right.
Yep.
I'm going to do what
the people who elected me want me to do.
I'm going
to
do what's right for
I don't
the people.
Have to worry about a re-election.
Yeah,
so
I don't have to pander to the... Like, you can just almost see it on his face, like, the relief of not having to, like, pander to all the assholes that are, like, were, like, holding it back for, like, his whole first term.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's
that,
just like,
that's
dude,
what they say
rocket.
Kennedy could have done a lot more if he actually got to do his second full term. That he didn't get to in his first term because he wanted to get reelected.
Not that I'm an Obama lover. Not that I'm because he's from Chicago and I'm from Chicago.
Obama.
I think no one's perfect, but I do see a big change of this last, you know, this buck end of it here being I'm going to do what I think is cool.
I think he's doing a lot more bigger social things, like his first term and the beginning of the second one. He's done a lot of stuff that we don't see, but that the rest of the world sees, and how they view America, which has been more and more favorable because of what he's been doing.
Yeah.
And a lot more of, I'm going to say, more boring things to the average American.
Yeah.
Now he's just like, okay, now I got that stuff out of the way that I think is going to make the country better.
Right.
Now I'm going to do what people really want me to do.
Right.
That is
right.
The big headline-y stuff.
Yeah. And the thing
which
is
I'm glad. Yeah. It's about time.
Totally. And the thing with that, not to get on, like, the high horse or whatever, but, like, I personally, like, everybody on Facebook went gaga, right? My Facebook was exploded with rainbows. And that's
thankfully,
great.
We're both the kind of people we said, everyone we saw on Facebook was very favorable.
Everybody
and
was super favorable.
Only people that I saw that said anything about dissent was people that were like, I'm logging off Facebook now, half of you people are being assholes about this.
Yeah.
I never saw any of that. The only thing I saw that was people on my side saying, I can't stand all these people. Saying it.
I had more friends who were more like, keep the Confederate flag up than I had on me, which I thought was weird. But my whole Facebook newsfeed was like, you know, oh my God, this is great. For like 3 days, like even today, it's still all about this.
Only the second day.
Second
day?
It
happened Friday morning.
2 days. Yeah. It feels like 8 days because my whole Facebook dash is, there's no cats.
Did you say dash?
Yeah, because it's Tumblr.
Tumblr.
my Facebook newsfeed is all about this because so it feels like 8 days because it's the same memes over and over and over. I just want to get back to cats. I want to get back to stupid things about it being Monday. And, you know, and I'm one of those people where I don't personally, like, I think it's great, but I don't personally comment
like,
on it because
like,
it's not
I'm not
me.
Gay. Yeah.
Right.
I am very happy that the gays can get married.
Totally.
But I also, like, I feel bad because I think that's how it always should have been.
Right.
It should have been like this at least since I was in high school.
Totally.
Like, because that's when I started seeing people be like, well, I can't get married. That's dumb that they
that's
can't
stupid.
Get married. That's back in the mid-90s.
Let them get divorced just like we
have
to.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's great.
Tomorrow's the Gay Pride Parade here in Chicago.
Yeah.
So it's
Pride Week everywhere.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's Pride Month, but it's going to be a fucking party tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be like never before. So it's good. They've got something finally to celebrate, and all the haters out there, I'm sure there's a lot of, I, you know, when big decisions come down like this, I hate to look at a lot of social medias, but I love going, last night, I watched myself some MSNBC, and I watched myself some Fox. Now, I do that all the time.
You watch so much, I was not sure what I was getting getting into.
No, I was.
Hanging out with you, and you would always be listening to, like, right-wing radio and watching Fox News. It took me a while to find out. You just want to see how the other guys think.
Yes. Now, and I was so pissed off yesterday because I like watching Chris Hayes and Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. Okay. But then they had that goofy escapee from the New York prison. They shot and killed the other one. But it's like, oh man, you're fucking up the whole gay marriage celebration, you know? All the stations, it was like, this is a big fucking day. I don't care about this. A couple of guys from New York, you know, got out of prison. Big deal. Go back to the celebration. You know, so like half of Chris Hayes' show was bullshit because of that. And then finally the second half was like good. And Rachel Maddow's show was cool. What was pretty cool is they had the White House yesterday lit up in rainbow colors.
That was really cool.
Yeah, we saw that when we were eating dinner, and I asked Allison, I was like, are they really doing that, or is that Photoshop? She was like, no, they're really doing that. I was like, that's awesome.
At first, I thought it was animation on MSNBC until they had the live shot, and it said live shot. It was like, oh, fuck, I've got to go over to Megyn Kelly over on, you know, on Fox and see what
they're foaming at the mouth with rabies or something. Their heads are going
to be blowing up, and then it's like, oh, great. Now, okay, O'Reilly's one thing. He's, you know, just an old, crotchety old man. And Megyn Kelly is sometimes not a total tool. But it's like 9 o'clock, Hannity. Now, there's a total conservative asshole. So he's going to be blowing up about how gay marriage is just going to ruin the fucking civilization of the world. And they're getting rid of the Confederate flag and you know, white privilege and stuff. It's going to be great. It's like, oh boy, Hannity's not on tonight. They're showing a little Brett Baer thing about Jordan, the country of Jordan. It's like, oh, pussies.
Has anybody talked about how that Palin girl's pregnant again?
Yeah, unplanned pregnancy again.
the one who preaches abstinence everywhere.
Well, I loved it. Yeah, that was so great. I mean, she had the first baby out of wedlock, so that, of course, made her the perfect person to preach abstinence. Mm-hmm. And she was on that whole abstinence tour of the United States.
Yep.
And now she's knocked up again.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny. And it's the whole Confederate flag thing, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not from the South.
Yeah, no.
So I don't identify Southern pride with the Confederate flag. I'm a Northerner from Chicago. I only consider it with hate. But everybody's like, read your history book. It's about this, this, and this. And I just think about it.
That's only the Tennessee Rebellion flag. I think, well, it was, but now it's the Southern pride flag from the Confederacy.
And this is my take on that. And you guys can tweet me all the fuck you want. The swastika before it was with the Nazis was Buddhist.
Yep.
How many Buddhists do you see wearing swastikas? Zero. Yeah. Because it's now primarily associated with hate. And that's not what it was originally was. So even if you want to go back and say, read the history books, you know, that's not what it was about. I'm like, yeah, but it is what it is about now.
Well, for a lot of people.
For most people. Yeah. And it's not about that anymore. It's superceded that.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but like, how many like Buddhists do you see fighting to get the swastika
back?
Nobody.
Tell any new buildings not to use that swastika because of the connotations with the Nazis.
Exactly, right?
I understand the whole idea of Southern pride. That's fine. You want to have your Southern pride, and I understand. Historically, the Civil War was not all about slavery.
It was not.
It was about 100%. It was about access to ports. It was about access to markets. It was the North, because it was more prosperous and more populous, having their influence on the way the South conducted business. I understand that. My problem with the Confederate battle flag is that they haven't been flying that flag for 150 years since the end of the Civil War. Mm-hmm. Those flags became popular again in the early 60s, right after all of the civil rights laws, the Board versus, Brown versus Education. Mm-hmm. As soon as that came out,
came back.
Then all of a sudden the flags came out.
Because it was representing something else at that point, right?
That's right. That's right. So
they
now
were using it to represent hate.
Segregation.
That's right. I would say if that flag had been out there ever since, you know, the end of the Civil War,
fine.
But you bring that back as just a sign of hatred. Fuck you, blacks. You're not going to go to our school. I mean, how'd you like, and now they're saying, oh, now there's a school in Texas that, you know, they want to change the name from Stonewall Jackson to something else. It was like, well, you know, are there any schools in Alabama in black neighborhoods called, you know, what the fuck was the governor of Alabama? George Wallace? Is there like a George Wallace school in Alabama?
George Wallace Elementary.
Yeah, where they want to say, fuck you, George Wallace. You know, we're going to change the name. And is anybody on the right going to go, oh my God, he was a wonderful, governor of Georgia and just sticking up to the rights, state rights against federal encroachment, telling him what to do. No, they're going to say, well, okay, it's a black school, and I guess we can't let it be named George Wallace anymore.
Right.
Come on, whiteys. I mean, let's get a little sensitive
here.
And I get
it. And I get that some people are overly sensitive and some people not. I feel a certain way about the flag, and I do completely understand that getting marriage equal to everyone, because I don't want to call it gay marriage anymore, because
marriage,
now it's just marriage.
Which is how it should be.
Getting marriage for everyone doesn't mean that gay rights are won.
No, we still got a way to go.
There's still going to be people that don't want to let gay and lesbian couples into proms. There's still going to be where they don't want them in restaurants. And there's always going to be that fight. And that's unfortunate that the fight continues. But hell yeah.
What a good
step in the right direction. Right?
I mean, Antonin Scalia with his dissent. I mean, they hated it so much that usually there's only one dissenting opinion that's written. All four of the justices wrote a dissenting opinion, and they all sort of signed off on each other. The only ones that didn't is John Roberts didn't sign off on Antonin Scalia's, only because his was so fucking hateful. Mm-hmm. That
I learned from Scalia's that California is not a Western state. That was my favorite quote out of that.
Even though it's totally in the West.
Out of all the hate and all the idiocy spewed in his dissent, the fact that he was like, talking about, like, none of the justices being from any Western states, and then you put in parentheses, because California does not count as a Western state, I fucking lost it reading that. That was the funniest.
And Miller High Life doesn't count as beer, because it's mostly
a champagne
water.
Of beers! That's why! Not because it's water.
Anywho,
it's a champagne.
This is a Big Brother podcast. I'm sorry for anyone that has differing views. We are very happy for this week. We're very glad for all of our friends that have been fighting that battle forever, and we can't even begin to understand
not at all.
That battle. Congratulations
so
for the first
for
step. Congratulations on the first step. We completely understand that the war is not won.
We got your back. I remember when Obama was first elected, and we all got kind of sad because equality in marriage didn't go through that year when we had our little election party. We were just like, we got one of the two. We'll get that second one.
We'll get it.
And then we got it for the whole country, not just for our state.
And I was surprised. To be 100% fair, I was surprised because it's been such a hot-button topic with so much hate spewed at it, that I'm like, there's no way.
And when it comes to running a country, it means next to nothing.
Right, nothing.
To argue about it. We just give it to them. We're equal. That's what this country's about.
Done.
Let's get to the real issues about governing this country.
Yeah, let's get to, like, our debt and our education and our healthcare.
Let's put the okay stamp on this.
And move on.
And move on to,
no more arguing about
to the actual economy of this country.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, speaking of the economy, way to go, marriage people.
People who are in the wedding industry, they must be just like rubbing their little hands together because you just like doubles your clientele, right? Man, we should have seen this coming and gotten into the wedding industry.
We told Big Brother Mike that he should have done that years ago.
Unless Jesus doesn't want you to do those weddings.
Oh, there'll be some of them that are saying that.
You know what? I just say, you know, because that's what you hear on right-wing radio. It's like, oh, well, what about the poor guy that lost his business because he's forced to perform, to make a cake for a gay wedding that he just can't do anything with because of religious stuff. It's like, you know, don't push that all on religion. You're just a hater. And yep. You know what? If you just want to say, hey, I hate you because you're gay, then have the balls to say, I hate you because you're gay. Don't rely on your Jesus, because where's your fucking Messiah now?
Well, you Jesus know? Said to love everybody, so...
Don't be masking. Don't go masking that. Don't go masking. You know, I hate any other race because of my Southern pride. Don't go blaming Jesus because you can't take pictures at a gay wedding. You know.
And I just want to say, I just got a tweet from my favorite company, Pro Wrestling Tees.
1 hour tees.
Well, they're 1 hour tees, but Pro Wrestling Tees is the portion that does. The wrestling t-shirts. I just want to officially say I now have the shirt picked out that I'm going to be wearing for 4th of July. It's a red, white, and blue CM Punk Chicago t-shirt.
But also there's the other one.
And also, relative to this story, is that there is a CM Punk rainbow rainbow shirt, and portions go to the Chicago GSA prom. So if you want, I will be buying one. If you want to buy one, go for it. But the designs are great. I know it's CM Punk, and nobody gives a shit outside of me. And Patrick's like, I never said about CM Punk. But I just want to say, even, like, Jack wrestlers are, like, cool. I remember at one point there's a quote from Punk that says, and this is vulgar, but he's just like, how can a bunch of old cunts tell people how to, like, live their life?
Yeah.
You know, what does this have to do with government? What does this have to do with everything? Like, wasn't this separated a long time ago, church and state? Like, and it was so relative, you know, and people were starting to, like, trudge, because he said that years ago.
Yeah.
And people started to trudge it up this weekend. So, but yeah, I will be buying my Pro Wrestling Tees, CM Punk Equality Celebration t-shirt, and also just a cool America t-shirt.
Yeah.
It says CM Punk, and it's got the logo with the lightning bolt, but it's red, white, and blue. I got my 4th of July t-shirt. I'm pretty sure I have, like, 15 CM Punk t-shirts.
Yep.
Yes, I bought that guy's house. Just kidding! I bought your Milwaukee house. Just kidding. I know I didn't, but have fun.
You bought him a dinner.
I bought you a dinner. But no, I didn't. I don't feel... I just buy them because I love your shirts and I like to support you and I love you.
All right, now time for our next segment.
No, we never got to our real cheer.
No, that way you did the cheer and cheer together.
I just got on my soapbox.
You did a cheer slash cheer, but do you have, like, a legit, like, just straight up cheer?
Now, you never have a jeer in the first. The production was okay, nothing bad with the, you know,
okay.
It was fine. There's not a big jeer.
Because none, contrary to what they will try to make you believe, these aren't live episodes, so.
Yeah, even though they had the audience. Yeah.
They're not
and that one upset chick in the middle of the audience on the second day.
Here, okay, I want to talk about that one upset chick in the audience on day two, because I have a whole backstory for her.
You certainly do.
There was one girl in a white top, which they tell you don't wear white tops, but she was wearing a white top and went...
She had long blonde hair, right?
Long hair.
It was Liz's sister.
Was it? No, shut up.
It was.
There was a girl in the white top. I'll try and find like a picture of her. Maybe.
She was right in the middle of the crowd.
Right in the middle
in
of
all
the crowd.
So
when Jeff and Jackie came out,
she
was just like, had a sour look on her face and was like half clapping. And so I came, but then when Jeff came on and they were talking about Jeff, she got a little bit happier and was clapping a little bit more. So I came up with this backstory that is Jeff's wife. That's Jeff's wife, and she was pissy because now he has to go back in the house with that Jackie girl.
That broke his heart on the Amazing Race.
That broke his heart on the Amazing Race. I don't know who that really was, but that girl was just eating some sour grapes.
Yeah, she was. She looked pissed.
I'm like, you're at Big Brother. Be happy. People would kill to be at Big Brother.
Yep.
I have to use my connections to get in the Big Brother audience. Was that really Liz's sister?
Somebody online, I can't remember where it was, like whatever site I was on. Somebody had said that they thought that Liz's sister was in the audience on this taping for the second night.
Was she the sour grapes girl in the white shirt?
I don't know. I haven't gotten a chance to go back and take a look at any audience shots.
Well, during the where they're introducing like Jeff and Jackie, you'll see her in the audience.
Phil out.
Like when they start bringing Phil out. Either that, I was like, oh my god, did Phil like dump her or something? Because she is angry at Phil. But then I found out that it was Jeff's wife, even though it's totally not. I'm making that up. Don't put that in the dirt sheets. Okay, so now it's time for Big Brother Mike's least favorite segment. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
It's the first episode. There could be no fucking Twitters.
No, there's Twitters.
Oh, people love us.
What, from a year ago?
No.
You know, you guys been doing podcasts without you.
You guys haven't done a Just One More for like 2 months.
All Right, Just One, and it's been like 3 weeks.
We did a Not Make Friends a couple weeks ago about My Cat from Hell. So, suck it.
Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did hear that one. All
right. So, I put out on Twitter.
It was piped into my cave.
Yep.
I put up on Twitter, are people actually wanting us to cover Big Brother 17 this season? Survivor Cyril says, of course. I, for one, know that Big Brother Mike can't wait. Aw. And then our friend Mommy of Avery favorited that.
Got a lot of favorites off that, it looked like.
Yeah, a couple.
Handful.
Yeah. And then we had Norma G, who says, I just like hearing you guys talk.
Aw, thanks, Norma G.
Then we had Davey Mike.
Davey Mike.
He's one of our favorites.
Good old Davey Mike.
He knows about my love of, like, 90s
rock
like, yeah. Everclear and stuff like that. So
big No Doubt fan.
He is?
No, you.
Me?
Yeah, 90s
not
rock.
Really. I'm not a big No Doubt fan.
I'm teasing you.
He let me know that Yahoo was streaming the Everclear Summerland tour, so yeah. I did watch some of it. But I told him that it was kind of like a train wreck, and he said that he missed it so far, but was it bad? And I said, yeah. And then he goes, I'll buy you a new app. And I said how the Yahoo app was terrible. And he goes, I'll buy you a new app, Yahoo, or at least an Oscar Blues beer. And then he did agree that the vocals on Santa Monica was bad. But he had a really good pun that I want to talk about earlier.
Because we love good puns.
I love Davey Mike, and I love his puns. I said, when we were in Chicago for a wedding, and I said, wish I would have picked up some Goose Island merch while I was back in town. The glass I like and the flag aren't online to buy. And he goes, sounds like you're on a wild goose chase. Sorry about that. I'll see myself out.
No, that was perfect.
And then he also said, there was another one where he was just super funny. He was saying, where is it?
Unprepared, Allison.
Well, no, it's just all the way down at the bottom. Oh, he was talking to me about Everclear, and then he goes, oh, I get it why you and Brian, you moved to the West Coast, like the Everclear song, and I was like, dare I say I bought him a new life? And he was just like, oh. Our friend Steve asked if we were picking Austin for our pick, and I was like, I don't know, maybe.
Which is the last thing we have to get to before we sign off today.
And then he says that it's a very young cast this year. Sounds like all or nearly all are single.
Yep.
But that was before the episode aired. After the episode aired, we got some tweets from number one fan Patrick.
Yeah!
From his Scream Queens podcast handle.
Scream Queens with a Z.
He says, my Meg hate-o-meter is on overload.
Yep.
Even the girls excluded her. You lost me at Guzband. Hashtag eat a bowl of fuck. Now, Guzband is her gay husband, and yeah. We didn't really touch on that. She lives with her best friend, who is gay, and it calls him her Guzband.
That's makes me want to throw up.
Then I said that I didn't watch the show yet, that we're going to catch up on both episodes together, and then he said, you have one job, no wacky. Watch the Gerdern show. Hashtag Allison hates her listeners. And I replied back with, no, Allison is lazy. Then he says, people who are actually fun don't need to tell everyone constantly how fun they are. Hashtag unemployed actress. To which I said, that's why I always talk about how awful I am, because I'm actually a hoot. Hashtag Allison is stupid. Then he does say something shady about that UFO comp. No way of telling how hard each house guest was being pulled individually.
Oh, I guess
hashtag
so.
Producer shenanigans. So,
but that's always producer shenanigans.
Oh, I did like how they just pulled them up and then they slimed them and dropped them into the haystack. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, yeah.
That.
We saw
he's
Nutley.
Slimy, Ray. He's slimy.
We saw Nutley.
Yeah, we did.
I missed Nutley. Where was Nutley?
Nutley was, he was in both, wasn't he?
Well, I didn't see him in the second one.
Where was Nutley?
I saw him on the first one. They like did like a close up of him and, well,
yeah,
he did,
like, holding a microphone or something.
Yeah.
Or
like a little
Nutley?
Suit. Yeah.
Aw, I miss Nutley.
That's when I went, ha! And I think you were staring at your phone. Allison, you need to watch the Gerdern show.
Gerdern show. All right, everybody. Those are our tweets. If you want to tweet us, you can do that at Not Make Friends on Twitter.
Okay,
now,
so.
Now, who is your picks, guys?
Who,
this is the big
is
moment.
Your knee-jerk pick?
Millions of dollars on the line.
Knee-jerk, way to go. So far, I've done the best at this. Mike has done the worst at this.
Pick. Okay.
Mike, go first.
I want John to win.
Who do you think's gonna win, though?
Vanessa. You can
Vanessa.
Only pick one. Vanessa?
Vanessa.
Yeah, you pick Vanessa. Who do you pick?
Who do I pick? You know, I'm gonna go, I'd say Austin.
I was gonna go with Austin, screw you.
No, 1 year, we both picked Ian Terry that 1 year, too. You can pick Austin if you want to pick Austin.
I want Austin. My pick is Austin.
Okay, done. We're
my
both
pick
Austin.
Was Austin as soon as I found out I was a professional wrestler.
From Woodlands Hill.
From Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
You have to pick somebody else.
What? Now you'll be stalking him at the Woodland Hills at Butter Club now.
Oh yeah, I'll be like, you can throw me down on the mat.
What? I'm fine. I pick Audrey then, because I think she's going to do really well.
You don't have to.
I
don't want to peer pressure.
I want Audrey to win, and I want Austin to leave before he gets to jury now. Just to spite you.
That's it. Okay. I want Johnny Mac to win the whole thing, and then we're all happy, and we forget we ever made this bet.
So you're saying Johnny Mac now?
No, I'm still saying Austin.
You're saying Austin? I'm going to go with Audrey.
But I'm saying what in reality is going to happen is Johnny Mac's going to win, and then we're all going to be so happy that he won that we're going to forget that nobody picked him in the first round, even though we all wanted to.
Every year I go back and listen to the first episode to see who won. And then last year I went back and I listened to all the first episodes so I could tell.
How bad were we?
Last year we all did really bad.
Who did we pick?
I forget. I'd have to write it down. I can't remember this stuff a year later. I did really good that 1 year when I picked the racist year when I picked the racist guy with the beard, because he outlasted both of your guys that year.
The railroad guy?
Yeah, because you picked Nick.
That he lost his job from the railroad.
Yeah, he lost his job, but he made it further than, because Big Brother Mike picked the racist chick, and you picked Nick. And yeah, I won that year.
There you go.
I picked her,
And then me and Allison both picked Ian Terry that 1 year.
Never pick a really good-looking girl, young girl.
They're always
never,
racist.
They just never fucking win. They end up getting boy crazy or just want to be flirt crazy, and then the guys just get them out at the end.
Yep.
Hey, Brittany, how are you?
All right. I think that is our show.
Yep. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with another episode. There's a Big Brother show on Sunday.
Yes.
And then I think
Wednesday, Thursday.
So we'll be back. I'm not sure what our recording schedule is going to be. We kind of have to change it up with their stuff. So we'll figure it out. But thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
Yep. You can also go to our website, which is notmakefriends.com.
Now, if you want to yell at us for everything we talked about today... Go ahead. Our Twitter handle is, our email is notmakefriends@notmakefriends.com.
Or else you can yell at Allison in 140 characters or less, and that's our Twitter handle, which is @notmakefriends.
I like how I did the Twitter handle, and then I was just like, wait, I'm doing the email. Or you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/notmakefriends.
Yep.
So thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for joining us, Big Brother Mike.
Great to be back.
Woo!
Only 88 more days. 88 more days.
Some people say summer starts whatever the official day summer starts on. I don't. I say it's the day Big Brother starts.
In June 22nd.
So thanks so much for listening, guys.
It starts when they go into the house. it starts when the new house reveal is released.
What did we think about the bridge? That's not really a bridge. It's just an extended balcony. Stop calling it a bridge. That's all I say.
It's a bridge to nowhere.
Yep. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody.
All right. We'll see you guys later. This watermelon beer was hella good.
Watermelon
are hella good.
Yeah. Hella good? Watermelon makes me piss.
Helen Keller? This watermelon beer was Helen Keller good?